Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just
the body punching?
I was hitting him with body punching. I heard him actually crying in there. You're saying that Big was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen? When you clapped the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely,
I knew you were fucking yourself and you're taking those punches.
Beyonce Productions.
Making women's gestures like,
Let's go, champ.
This is the champ. Keep saying the champ. With the fake champ. It was Ali, why did they couldn't go?
BoxingVoice.com.
I'm gonna treat them like they don't even exist. They can mention our names, they get no syllables from us. TBV, we are back. Hashtag TBV podcast. You know the number 1-425-569-5241. We're talking Kell Brook, Earl Spence, IBF, 4-week extension. Don't get your panties in a bunch. Earl's not going anywhere. Matchroom, Eddie Hearn, Kell Brook. What's on their mind? We're going to bring you all those details. Let's head on over to sunny California.
A lot of news right now breaking about Kell Brook. And if you hear what Eddie Hearn has planned for him this year, I mean, you got to give props to the guy because he wants to go through a gauntlet. Maybe he already has in his mind, I want Fighter of the Year next year.
And none other than the hipster himself. Matt, what's going on, brother?
What's up, everyone? I'm kind of worried about this. It's just another extension. I don't know if the fight's actually going to get made. I don't know if we're going to see Kell Brook versus Amir Khan instead. I don't know. It's just... The IBF is usually very hard on their fighters fighting their mandatories as soon as possible, or at least having negotiations in place. You know, I understand that Kell Brook is injured. He just started sparring again, and you can still have a deal in place. I just don't understand why there's not a deal in place due to an injury. That makes no sense to me. So I'm curious about happening behind the scenes.
We all know why. I think he's trying to stay as available and open to negotiations with bigger names as possible.
What are those bigger names, though?
Manny Pacquiao, Amir
Manny
Khan.
Manny Pacquiao has a fight, pretty much. Come on.
Now he does.
Yeah.
Remember that. Now, and it's still not. Yes, sir?
Hey, so quick update. So I just checked the article from Boxing Scene. I don't think Kell Brook is actually sparring yet. He's training, but has not started sparring yet.
Sorry. I was wrong about that. Thank you, Steven. Thank you.
Yeah, no, hey, the reason why I'm here, guys. It's the reason why I'm here. It's not just the pretty face. I promise.
He definitely hasn't started sparring, but, you know, we're just on the speculation side as to what could be going through the minds of Kell Brook. And I think Eddie Hearn and Kell Brook, you know, have bigger fish to fry on their minds. They have an IBF title. They're looking to unify. They're looking to entice any big name that they can. Problem is, Matthew, that Amir Khan is a little spiteful. He's not just looking to make money. He's got money. He's been getting rich. He's been fighting over here. He's been signed to Al Haymon. He wants to see Kell Brook go through the challenge that is Earl Spence. His direct quotes are like, you know, and I'm paraphrasing. Steven, look it up so you could give the direct quotes. I'll paraphrase. He's like, Kell Brook, it wouldn't be fair. He needs to fight Spence first. So, you know.
Okay, can we just, like, disregard Amir Khan's quotes? Because we know he's a Canadian motherfucker. He's like a Eubank. Like, we know, like, he's just talking.
He's not like a Eubank. Eubank hasn't faced anyone besides Billy.
No. I'm talking about the talking. I'm not talking about the fighting. I'm just talking about, like, the way they talk to the media.
Matt, that is the thing. With Amir Khan, it is different. Who hasn't Amir Khan faced?
Kell Brook.
Exactly.
That's the one person he's been ducking. Let's be real.
No. You can't say he's been ducking when he's fought guys on his resume with way better
They were in negotiations, what, like a year and a half ago, and that fell through?
They've never been in negotiations. I don't know what sport you watch. Amir Khan has always been dismissive of Kell Brook. Always. Always. Before Kell Brook. Yes, sir.
Okay, you guys want some quotes? Because I'm reading them. And
Bring it on. Let's get it on over here.
Okay, so if you guys go to Sky Sports, anyone who's listening, you guys want to go to Sky Sports, they got some good quotes from Amir Khan. He says, the fight, Kell knows the biggest fight and biggest payday he will ever get is against me. I'm on a different level where I can face other fighters and get the same amount of money. I have always said to Kell and Eddie Hearn that the fight is going to be worth more money if there is a title on the line. It'll be a bigger fight only in Britain, but not only in Britain, but around the world. I want to keep hold of that IBF belt because I want to take it off him.
Yeah, well, in order to get a, if he wants to keep that IBF belt, why is he trying to, and I quote from Eddie Hearn, I have been speaking with Bob Arum about Kell Brook versus Manny Pacquiao. Hearn's told Sky Sports. We are ready to go with that right now, but I think they like the idea of fighting Horn first. So we will now try and work for an autumn fight. So in order to have an autumn fight with Manny Pacquiao, you have to keep that title, Matt.
Well, obviously. Kell Brook has been talked about with big names for quite a while, and the only big name he got was Gennady Golovkin, who broke his eye in. So I'm not going to be expecting Kell Brook to face an elite welterweight again other than Sean Porter until he does it again. He hasn't, and I want him to see that. I want to see him do that. And it's funny because we often hear on this show, I, for example, always talk about best fighting best. And the only time I think is acceptable to take a tune-up fight is after a vicious knockout loss. And Kell Brook and Amir Khan suffered both vicious knockout losses in their last bouts.
Yeah, but
so it's honestly, for me, just as a fan of these athletes in a way, it's going to be rough seeing Kell Brook go up against Errol Spence, Manny Pacquiao, Amir Khan all in 1 year. Like, that seems like a hit. After getting his eye busted in by Gennady Golovkin,
if he does that,
Kell Brook deserves all the respect in the world.
When did that fight happen? December 5th or was it November 5th? When did that happen with
Kell? What, the Triple G one?
Yeah.
That happened like in December summertime. 9th. That happened
December 5th, no? No, was it? No, it was before. It was September 5th.
Yeah, it was September. It wasn't.
Right. He's been out since September.
Yeah, he had surgery on his eye, man. He had reconstructive surgery on his bones, man.
And that right there is acceptable. You know,
you let Deontay Wilder get a pass for fighting Wojcik because he had arm surgery.
That is acceptable and understandable. And that's why he's received multiple extensions.
Okay, guys. So the last time that Kell Brook fought, it was against Gennady, and it was September 10th.
There you go. It's
been like 3 months.
And they're targeting May. How many months is that altogether? Because the facts are, and I quote, obviously our priority is the big British fight with Amir, and we also have Errol Spence Jr. fight. Either way, Kell's future will be mapped out in the next month. So, you know, they are definitely keeping them doors open, man. Definitely keeping them doors open. Now, in terms of what the IBF is doing, Eddie Hearn of Matchroom Sports, who promotes Kell Brook, received an additional extension for the IBF from the IBF to begin negotiations with Spence. So that's not going to be till about the end of February, if not the middle, because if we go based on the article, which is today, the rest of the quotes say that I don't want to annoy the IBF about it. In 28 days, we will start negotiations. It is Brooks' next fight. It will happen in May and in the UK. I expect we've got 75% of the bid to play with, so I can't see us losing that. So Earl's going to have to make that trip, definitely over there, and he's going to have to win big so that he doesn't leave this one in the hands of the judges. But it is mapped out already. You know, there is no Manny Pacquiao available because they want to do Horn. Amir Khan is taking the approach where he feels Kell Brook needs to, you know, man up and face his mandatory. So all roads lead to Errol Spence, who's patiently waiting. On his Instagram a day ago, you know, he posted that the bullshit, basically paraphrasing here, guys, that the bullshit doesn't get to him. He's patiently waiting. So I don't like that it's May. That's half of the year wasted for Errol. Steven, when's the last time Errol was in the ring? I mean, he fought.
It was during the Olympics. It was during the Olympics, so whenever that was.
In Brooklyn versus Leonard Bundu. So I remember it was here in the East Coast. I think August, maybe.
Yeah, it was August, I believe. I believe it was August.
Yeah, no. So that's not the best, right? We want to get these guys active, both he and Brooke.
Okay, guys, sorry about that. Yeah, he did fight. Yeah, he did fight in August. August 21st was when he fought Leonard Bundu. Stopped him in 6 rounds. Impressive.
Oh. And in front of 6.2 million people.
We're talking about 11 months by the time he finally gets to fight with Kell Brook. Almost a year to wait. Now, what does he do? Does he stop waiting? People would want him to take all these other fights. But at this point, I mean, you've been waiting so long to jump out of this. It's like a Great Adventures line. To get out of this line and let someone get in front of you and get in the front of the roller coaster, forget about it. You've been waiting for an hour now. Listen, let's open up these phone lines. We want to get your thoughts on the IBF granting yet another extension. This time it's a 4-week extension to negotiate. Last time it was an extension because of the eye socket. Let's keep the facts straight. But there are more quotes. I mean, and I quote, "We've been speaking to Khan. It would be Khan if he wants it, but we can't promise that will happen. He wants a warm-up fight, and we want to go straight into it. Our priority is to listen to the IBF, who we have to fight, and they are telling us that will be Spence." So we're going to go to the sponsors and go to the phone lines.
These calls are brought to you by our sponsor, El Camino Electrical Services, who have over 15 years of commercial electrical experience, servicing the whole Silicon Valley and the entire San Francisco Peninsula. Visit us at our website, elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
All right, all right. If you're watching this on YouTube, present, future, past, it doesn't matter. Hit that thumbs up because you're loving the content. We're going out to the phone lines. We got Larry in San Francisco. Talk to us, my friend.
Hey, big up to the Boxing Voice. Thanks for coming back on the early Thursday show. Hey, real quick, who wants the warm-up fight, Spencer or
Khan? Does.
I mean, Brooke or Khan?
Khan needs the warm-up fight.
Khan's getting it.
Gotcha. And Matt, why don't you want to see Brooke fight 3 times this year?
I didn't say I didn't want him to fight 3 times this year. I'm doubtful that he does do that. That's what I'm saying. That it just seems like a lot for a guy that just had orbital bone surgery, you know, to take on 3 guys of that caliber. I just don't expect it to happen. Not that I don't want it to happen. I just don't expect it to. That's all.
Gotcha. Okay. Big to inform that. Other than that, I still doubt it will be Spence. If Brooke mans up and fights Errol Spence for low money compared to what he got last time for more credit, I will be shocked, but would love to see it. But we shall see. All these extensions, though, are some bull. I would say we just get it signed and get it on. But that is a sport we love, and that's what you take for being a boxing fan. But you also get the Boxing Voice for being a boxing fan. I appreciate that. And I'll catch y'all later. I'm out.
All right, Larry, thank you for calling in. Hey, Larry, man, make sure I know you got the app anyway, but make sure you check out the Patreon. We're going to be posting up another little post there for an opportunity for some signed gloves that I'm going to be giving away and some other memorabilia that I got. I got 2 press kits, Gennady Golovkin versus Daniel Jacobs press kit, 2 of them. And I also got the Pound for Pound Kings, Sergey Kovalev and Andre Ward press kits that I'm going to be giving to my Patreon guys. on Patreon, right? So 901, you're up. Who's this? And we got some new stickers too.
My name is Liam out of Memphis.
Liam out of Memphis, first time calling in?
Oh yeah, man, it's my first time calling. I just retired 2 weeks ago from Marine Corps after 25 years.
Wow, man, congratulations. Thank you for all your service. Let me ask you, how'd you find us?
Actually, I was on YouTube, and thank you for your support also. I was on YouTube, and I've been a boxing fan, but I've been out of the loop for a while, and, you know, war and all that stuff. But anyway, so I've just been out of the loop, and I've seen like, Earl Spence. I was watching on YouTube, it said Earl Spence was awarded step-aside money. And my question is, just one question I ask you is that, if he do decide to do that because of negotiating, I know he said money, can he strengthen it by negotiating, saying, hey, y'all can fight, but I am the next fighter for whoever the champion is, and then demand more money instead of 25%, or negotiating that is out of the question.
No, that if he decides to take step aside money, which he and his team have already said they didn't, make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, because we just had his trainer, Derek James, on here last week, and they made it abundantly clear they will not be taking step aside money. Kell Brook was granted a 4-week extension by the IBF this week. So, you know, we're looking in middle or end of February to have the powers that be put their foot down on Kell Brook's neck there and make them do what they did. They came to do.
Yeah, because he keep on avoiding him like that, he's going to retire with the belt. You know, he's going to have the belt. Okay, well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And I am going to subscribe and get back on YouTube and watch you some more then.
And hold on, before you go, if you are a new listener, you might not know, we do have a tradition around here on this. You know, his call ain't official till he gets his ring walk.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, this is your first time ever listening to the show?
Yes, yes, sir. I've been in the Marine Corps for 25 years, so, you know.
No, it's all good.
Tools, man. I had a lot of time to do that.
No, listen to me. It's all good. We're just grateful that you finally found us, because this will be your new home. Believe me, there's like minds here. You're going to hear other callers. Obviously, right now is a spontaneous show, but our normally scheduled time is later on tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern time. And you'll hear hundreds of people calling internationally, giving their take on this week's upcoming fight. We definitely want to get yours. Make sure you call back. We'll take you down. We'll introduce you by name. Obviously, we're going to be talking Badu Jack versus James DeGale, Gervonta Davis versus Jose Pedraza for that IBF championship. And there's a couple of other undercards there. We got Julian Sosa we got to talk about. We got some female boxing on that undercard. Floyd Mayweather's here in the East Coast. Definitely lots of report of it. And since you're on the YouTube channel, check around, man. I did interviews with all those guys yesterday, and you could check that out firsthand. So you'll see what we're doing around here. We're definitely working. Speaking of other callers, we're going to go to Donald from Richmond. Donald, what's going on, brother?
What's up, man? You know what? Kell Brook, you need to stop playing and either vacate that title and fight Errol Spence, because – I mean, I know that Errol Spence would beat Kell Brook. I think Kell Brook will be his, you know, his toughest fight, but I don't think that Kell Brook will beat him. I think Kell Brook knows that he won't beat Errol Spence, so that's why he's stalling out as long as he can to try to find a route to get out, because he doesn't want to have this duck put under him. But it looks like they're going to have to step on his neck and force him to be put in a position of where he's going to have to legitimately duck Errol Spence. But he doesn't want to do that. He wants to try to make a fight with somebody else to where it doesn't look like he's ducking Errol Spence. But we all know what it's looking like. It's looking like you're ducking and you're stalling and you're buying time as much as you can. Vacate the belt or fight Errol Spence. Stop playing, Kell Brook.
Donald, thanks for calling. And listen, I'm going to be honest with everyone. I'm not going to be the villain today. I don't think that he's ducking. I don't like that people are using that word. I mean, he got in there with Triple G, gave it his all. It was the corner that threw in the towel. Now, do I believe that maybe that was talked about beforehand? Like, look, we're going to save you, kid. Yeah, maybe, maybe not. But he fought Triple G. He shouldn't be afraid of Errol Spence. He's just looking for a more lucrative fight at a weight that is difficult to make. So, like, if you're going to fucking kill yourself, might as well kill yourself for the boatload of cash. And, you know. when you become Patreon and longtime callers of this show, you get sexy little intros like this.
If you don't like, I know, you should lie low. I used to get it in Ohio.
Yeah. You know what? Ness, you just took the worst word out of my mouth, man. I don't see it as a duck. I just think that why not try to fight Khan first? That's going to get you the most money. Why not try to fight Pacquiao first? That's going to get you the most money.
Queen Khan getting it.
Everybody recognized Earl as the young bull. And I don't, again, he fought Triple G. I don't think he's scared of Earl, but he does respect the man. And you know, at the end of the day, if I'm going to fight somebody who's an elite athlete, I want to get cashed out for it. So it's definitely not a duck. Now, I think the unfortunate thing is that I really wouldn't want Earl to fight Kale because I like them both. I mean, those are my one and two at welterweight. But one of them is going to have to cancel each other out. And I really think that, Earl's going to end up taking over the welterweight division. But until then, I'm looking forward to these fights. And I can't wait to the 7 o'clock show later on today, man. And I'm getting my reservation today, too, man.
All right, Jay. Well, that's what we need because we need those 25 RSVPs. If you want to come to the third TBV reunion, it's going to be a very, very special one, if not sacred. It will be our 5th year anniversary on March 4th, marks the day of our first ever time going live on a podcast. And we were lucky enough to have Danny Garcia when he was a novice, a nobody, back when he was a lame-o. We had him before Morales. We had him. And now on the third will be the eve of one of Danny's biggest fights. We're getting together TBV style. You know, last year we had Deontay Wilder, Caleb Plant, and Peter Quillin partying with us. Even in June, we had all the sexy ladies out in New York City. And this time we're back to New York City. It's going to be big. I'm telling you, don't miss it. RSVPs are filling up. We're looking like we're going to have a great success. Head on over to theboxingvoice.com/reunion to see videos of the past reunions, see information, you know, tell a friend to tell a friend. And we're talking a lot more about it. Definitely, you can actually see the second, the Las Vegas one with Wilder and everyone playing pool. I mean, we did everything. We had televisions throughout with all sorts of fights. You know, we had ping pong, everything, pools. We even had the hot the taco truck come up. So subscribe to us on Patreon. You can see that, you know, behind the scenes, obviously, because we have not released that video only to our Patreon subscribers. Let's get out to some more alumni. Become alumni, just like NO. Stick around. Call in. Make your picks tonight at 7 p.m. because you never know who gets these intros.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce to you a young fella, and he comes from the Magnolia.
Whoa. What's good, Ness, baby?
What's happening?
Man, come on, Ness. You already know I'm out here hustling, bro. I'm at the end of the word. I just popped me a Heineken in the open, bro. And
I
look up. I see we got a show. Like, I see we got an early show. So I'm like, you know, that's what's happening.
That's
you know
two
what
treats,
I'm saying?
Then.
But, I want to give one more shout out to you, Dad. Shout out to El Camino Electrical Services, Dad. They handle all your needs, Dad. We got to make them plugs, and that's to keep the show popping, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And hit that like button, too, everybody. I know you're watching. Hit that like button, man.
Too many people
watching, man. Let's go. But check this out, dude. That's Errol Spence, bro. You got to go ahead, man. Don't take that step aside money, bro. I'm going to tell you why. One, it's hard for Kell Brook to make that weight. So that's a slim chance he going to fight you anyway. You go ahead and let him fight Amir Khan or whatever he's trying to do. If he can't make that weight, man, make him drop that belt. Or either they can do this. Check this out. They can meet up at I mean, Spence, he a big dude. They can fight at 154 for the belt. I don't know how they do it.
No. We ain't fighting for no 154 belt when that's a 147-pound title. Why should Errol Spence, you know, I don't even know, bend over backwards and allow a bigger influx in weight? That is a 147-pound title. Cool. That's what they need to fight at.
But it's obviously the dude, he don't want to fight him. That's so I'm trying to figure out a way for Errol Spence to get his fight against a name for that belt. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, if Kell Brook dropped the belt, then everybody going to say he a P, but champ.
Come on, Eno. I'm trying to wrap this up, and you making me go back and forth with you. He ain't doing nothing different than Mayweather and Pacquiao. They looking for the best business opportunity. When that opportunity doesn't arise, then they're going to face their mandatory. But beforehand, he's going to look for whatever's big. And what's big? Amir Khan, Manny Pacquiao. That's bigger than Errol Spence. It's not about ducking. It's what's bigger.
Amir Khan just got knocked out. We already know what's going to happen with Amir Khan. Next, you know what's going to happen. Who you going with? Who you going with?
That's my point. That's Mayweather Berto. We already know what was going to happen, but it represented money for them. And this one represents way more money. I mean, not really, because fucking Mayweather got like 35 for that shit regardless. But
that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm trying to tell you, man. All right, check this out. Hold on. Before we end the show, check this out. You telling me if Errol Spence go over there, he fly over there to fight Kell Brook, they're not selling out a stadium. Them people over there follow boxing. They know where Errol Spence is. They can say what they want to say. They know who he is. They know he's dangerous.
Good point. That was your round. You shouldn't have let me spar with you, but that was a good point. I mean, he would go over there and sell out, but it ain't going to be bigger than Pacquiao or Amir Khan. It ain't going to sell that. They ain't going to be able to sell out. Let me see if I get this right this time. Wembley. They won't be able to sell it out.
Good job, Ness. Good job on pronunciation.
Oh, shit. We working, baby. Let's get out to Skype since we got some long-distance calls. We're going to get to our first caller, Steve. It's been a long time. Am I right?
Hello. Yeah. I've fired up once before. Aged, not for a while, though.
So talk to us, brother. What's on your mind? We're talking Kell Brook getting a four-week extension from the IBF now for this Errol Spence negotiations.
Yeah, I'm getting a bit tiresome of it now, really. I'm a fan of his. I like his style. I think he's a great fighter, but he makes all these big speeches about doing these mandatory defences. And then when one comes along, what's a little bit more difficult, it's all this get extensions and blah, blah, blah for bigger fights. Well, you got to make your mandatory, simple as that. So the Amir Khan fight's always going to be there. That's always going to be a big fight over here. So I just don't get why that Amir Khan's not going to fight him at this moment anyway. So he might as well just, do you know what I mean? Take the mandatory.
Yeah, man. That's what we're saying. Listen, Steve, let me get to some other callers. Thank you for calling in, brother. Where exactly are you calling from?
London, England.
What time is it over there? It's 5:30, right?
Yeah. No, 7:30.
6 hour difference. All right.
Yeah. And snowing.
Oh, man. I apologize for that, man. I'm sorry to hear that. I hate the snow. The other day, I had to fucking shovel the whole driveway. Thank God for my girlfriend, I swear. Let me get to Boxing Evolution. Talk to me.
Cheers. Ness, I'm in the basement again.
No problem, brother.
You hear me, Ness?
Loud and clear.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I agree with Steve. It is getting a bit tiresome, the whole Kell Brook and Errol Spence situation. But the thing is, I just don't trust Amir Khan. Like, I don't want Kell Brook to drop his belt and try and go fight Amir Khan, and Amir Khan goes and fights a Pacquiao or a Cotto or someone like that. Do you get what I mean? So he's done that with Canelo Alvarez with the blindsiding. That's kind of what's on my mind. But yeah, I definitely agree with Steve. I definitely want Kell Brook to fight Errol Spence because, you know, it would be good to get our UK's best welterweight versus one of America's best heavyweight welterweights, if you know what I mean. It'd be good just to see who's basically on top. Because a lot of people put Errol Spence as the best welterweight. You know, I know you don't, Ness. I think you put Thurman, right? But, yeah. Does that make sense?
Makes sense, man. Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, so I definitely want to see that fight. Do you think that there's any justice in what I said when it comes to like Cotto and Khan, or do you think that's just something that would never happen? Or
no, it's possible, caller. But very quickly, both sides of Amir Khan's camp and Kell Brook's camp say that the Amir Khan fight's most likely not next. Amir Khan's going to take a tune-up fight. That's what it looks like. He's even said as much. Eddie Hearn has said as much. So the next fight for Kell Brook is either going to be Errol Spence or somebody that hasn't been mentioned yet.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. But with Khan, that's what I'm saying. I don't trust Khan, that Khan side. Because last time the fight was close to be happening and he pulled Canelo out of nowhere when no one saw coming, remember? So I'm saying, like, even if he has his tune-up, like, I don't trust him to then fight Kell Brook next. So that's why I don't want Kell Brook to give up his title for that. Like, I want him to make sure that he fights his mandatory, which is Spence. Yeah. But anyway, I've got to go back to work. I'm at work, innit? I'm in the basement.
All right, Boxing Evolution. Thank you for calling in, brother. We really appreciate it. We're going to M Stacks in Virginia, I believe, right? 757. Is that Virginia?
Yes, sir. It's M Stacks here. Hello?
What's going on, M Stacks? Is that Virginia, 757?
Oh, yeah, 757, Hampton Roads.
All right.
VA. I was talking to MD. He was out here at the Dave & Buster's. He was in Virginia Beach. Mm-hmm. But I've been waiting for this show, Ness. I've been waiting for this show, and I'm glad you picked my call, man. Now, Kell Brook, man. This guy's been tap dancing for the longest, man. All these antics and stuff that he's doing, he's not the one, man. I know there's a lot of Kell Brook fans calling up here, but he's untested. He fought Triple G, okay? He fought Triple G to not look bad. He didn't want to sell his O to a welterweight. He sold his O to Triple G. Did you see him at the stare down right before he fought him? He was scared as a bitch. Kell Brook is a scary ass dude. That's just what it is. He got $5 million for that fight. You give me $5 million, I'll go in there with Triple G. What about you, Ness? You take $5 million,
man.
I
take $1 million. $1 million. Exactly. And I don't even gotta go through a training camp, man. I just want one. I'm going to get knocked out. Bottom line.
Exactly. So the fact is, Errol Spence, no one wants to fight this guy because of the way he's dispatching these opponents. He's getting these guys up out of there. You know what I mean? So For Kell Brook, you know, so that all the Kell Brook fans that say, oh, you know, he's going to, you know, talk to Brown or whatever they be saying, man, just look at the dude resume, man. His opponent's win-loss ratio is 780 to 925. Look it up. That's my call.
All right, M Stacks. Great call, man. Great call. We're going back out to Rob from Philly.
Hey, what's going on?
We're good, Rod. Talk to me.
My take on this fight, I really don't think this fight's going to happen. I feel like the Amir Khan Kell Brook is more likely. I feel like I don't think Kell Brook wants to take that L from Errol Spence. I just believe he's just too big and too strong at this point. And I think Kell Brook has a better shot than Amir Khan. So I think this is all just speculation. I don't think it's going to happen. It's just too dangerous. There's not enough money on the line. But I think it's just the build up to lead to draw Amir Khan out of his hiding spot.
Thing is, though, is that Amir Khan said he'll only fight Kell Brook if he defends his belt against Errol Spence. So if Brook wants to have the fights that Eddie Hearn's talking about, he needs to fight Spence.
I mean, but who is Amir Khan to make demands of what another champion should do? You know what I'm saying? I mean, he just got knocked out.
Well, so but he's the B side. He's the other side. He's the other side. So if he says that Kell Brook needs to fight him or he ain't going to fight him, well, then he ain't going to fight him.
Yeah, they can't make Amir Khan sign the contract. He's not like a mandatory or champion or anything like that.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, but I just feel like Amir Khan, he's just talking out of his ass for right now because, I mean, who is he going to fight next? I mean, I'm pretty sure it's going to be some easy fight. You know what I'm saying? So, but I don't see the Kell Brook Errol Spence happening. If it does, I will be surprised. And I don't know. I really got to favor Errol Spence a little bit. He's younger. He's bigger. And I feel like Kell Brook, he's just draining himself to make 147. I think he said it takes him 12 weeks just to make it every time. So that's pretty drastic.
Well, brother, let me get to some other callers, man. I want to thank you for calling in, Rod. We're going to get to 512. First-time caller?
Oh, it's Rico.
Rico, where are you calling in from?
San Antonio.
Talk to us, brother.
I think Brooke, he needs to make his money with Khan first because Spencer's going to destroy him, and he knows that. So he needs to get his money in with Amir Khan first, and then try to get double the money. He could beat Amir Khan. He knows that, and I think he's a clear favorite against Khan. But he's gonna lose against Spence. So he just needs to try to get his money right.
For sure, brother. For sure.
Try to make money off Khan.
That's what everybody's assuming, man. He's looking for that cash out. But listen, man, I want to thank you for calling in. I want to thank everyone that tuned in. If you're watching this on YouTube, like we say, in the future, present or past, shout out to Blackface, who couldn't call in today. Hit that thumbs up button and make sure to share this show. Let's get it to the level that it needs to be. If you're enjoying this, head on over to Patreon and check us out there. We got even more exclusive content, plus all types of goodies and rewards. I mean, shirts we just gave our Patreons. Everybody got Everlast glove bags. And even some of you lucky guys got glove bags and Everlast shirts or TBV shirts. Shout out to Sean Du Logan. Got his reward already, you know, and a few others who've been hitting me up that received theirs. Definitely. Come back at 7 p.m. Eastern time, or maybe even sooner. That's why you need to subscribe, because you don't know. Something might break, and we might be right back doing another show, man. But, guys, any final thoughts?
Yeah, Amir Khan's got to be kind of crazy, right, to think that he can, corner Kell Brook into fighting a tough, fight in Spence, and then
Amir Khan is crazy. He's not that he think he may be crazy. Like, he is crazy.
You guys are weird. How is he crazy? Listen, by going out to the media and saying
Amir Khan has such an extreme sense of confidence that it overreaches
what his capabilities are. Got the punt, the confidence. I got it. That was funny, Matt.
Yo, listen, Amir Khan, by going to the media and taking the opposite side of Kell Brook, forcing the challenge, forcing him to be brave and do what other champions do.
He's delusional.
I didn't know he was a promoter. I didn't know he was Kell Brook's promoter.
Only a person that thinks he's delusional is someone who still thinks that the Amir Khan versus Kell Brook fight is a bigger, more significant fight than the Brook Spence fight.
I don't think that.
I definitely think the Brook Spence fight is the most important fight.
I don't think it's a more influential fight or a big fight. I think it's probably a bigger money fight maybe in the UK, but I think the Spence Brook fight's obviously a better fight than Brook Khan.
Well, then you should be rooting Amir Khan on, because he's asking Kell Brook to do what's right. And that is face his mandatory.
No, Amir Khan's asking Brook to not face him because Amir Khan doesn't want to face Kell Brook. I mean, that's what it is.
Yeah, and Ness, put it that way. Put
morality
that way.
Of the sport. Amir Khan is not a crusader for boxing. He's a crusader for not getting his ass kicked again. What are you thinking, Ness? Come on.
There's something wrong with you. You're a
hipster. What's wrong with me? Come on.
Everyone is ducking. You came on here saying Pacquiao was ducking.
Back now I was ducking.
Ducking. Now you think Khan is ducking. I mean, who the fuck isn't ducking?
Dude, everyone's ducking someone, man. That's just a fact in boxing. Nah, you gotta realize that.
You're just real negative, and you really.
Hey, I love boxing. The words of MV True, I fucking love boxing.
No, you don't. No, you.
Come on, man. Come on.
No, you didn't. No, there's no way that you love boxing being that negative. But anyway, I'm your host, Ness GTO. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at Ness GTO. And you can find these guys.
Yo, I'm Steven Calderon. You can find me on Twitter at Calderon92, and you can find me on Instagram at sugar_steve.c.
And I'm Matthew Hunter. You can find me on Twitter at Mixed Combat News.
Later.